Now, what I'm doing now is the reason I'm going into the Gemara Sanhedrin. It's a good way of opening up the entire issue of exactly what Masasek's about, what Berachos Machsheves is about, Pesuk Resh is about. And we'll see. I want you to come up with a very clear picture. Because, and then we'll get back to what Rabbi Yevegel wanted to do with the soup. The Gemara begins as follows. This is a chavola, a lo sase. So, if I'm chovel, a chovel b'chavero, motzi dam, either pay money, or if it's pochus and shovel puta, I get malchus. So you go up to your friend, you prick him with a needle, let's go, oops. Jumps, it's a drop of blood. You don't owe him any money, but you get malchus 39 times for it. Okay. Do that to your father, you chayv chenek. Any mako hamotzi dam to your father, you chayv is insu chavola, and you chayv chenek for it. Now, then the Gemara gets into a general issue of what about chavola tzorach refuah? Sometimes, for instance, every time you do surgery, the bleeding. Every time they give you intravenous, they pull out blood. So the Gemara says they're two separate mandorim, what the heter is. One mandorma says, Maka Behema. Okay. Gemara says, Maka Behema is not an Issachavol, it's a Mazik. So if I do something to a Behema derech Rafua, I'm not a Mazik, so there's no Maka Behema, so Maka Adam also. Maka Adam also, if I do it derech Rafua, it's not Issachavol. That's number one. Number two, V'haftal Recha Kamocha. Mora says, "Lo huzri Yisrael Rashi Melatzus L'Chavrei Melo Dovishen Chovitz Latzus L'Yatzel." So both Mandarim say a very simple thing: Chavola does not apply to Derech Refua. So all Derech Refua that's number one. So there's no problem. Simply no problem. We'll get into that, my dear man. Don't jump ahead. We'll get to that. Okay. Questions. Mala ben Chiyakis Damla Ozif. Mutaros. The Mastom of Hafler Kamoch. Reb Dimi Bachin Noma Makol the Makom Behema my Makom Behema before Potter. So according to Rav Masner, Reb Dimi Bachin Noma, the no is a chavol in refuah, no is a chavol in refuah, and therefore, for a son to be a rofe for his father would not be a problem. No, it's not is a chavol, even though he's motzi dam. Rav lo have lo shrovik libre the mishkale suo. Rav would not let his son take out a splinter. Mar bere the ravina lo shrovik libre the liftach lechavser. He had a boil. Wouldn't let him lance a boil, an infection. Just take out the pus. Now here you have a major machlokas rishonim. Whether or not they agree or they disagree with the previous Mandarim. The Rambam, Ramban, Ran, say no. According to Beis Yosef, the Rif and the Rosh say it's a machlokas. That's not our immediate issue. Why? Dilma Chodil, Vahavile Shiga Sisr. Maybe he'll cause blood to come out and it'll, without his. And it'll be a Shiga Sisr. Yehoch Yachanami. Maybe someone else. Why is it mutter for anyone to take out a splinter? Maybe it'll be Chobot. Why is it mutter for anyone to lance a boil and take out, or any pus, to take out the pus? And it says, Yehoch Yachanami, Shigas Lav. B'no Shigas Chenek. It's different than Shigas Lav. Or Shigas Chenek. So the Gemara asks a question. If there's a difference between a low sasein chayv misa, so what about taking out a splinter on Shabbos? Well, it's mutter to take out a splinter. Machat shel ya lita bo asakot, it's mutter. Leichesh dil mochavu, v'havi leh shigas skilo. Okay, so more answers. No, the makalkul. Kalkul pot, mano achai, meikla meima, mochin shichla gufa. Okay. Either makalkul b'chabura or mochin shichla gufa. This is the Gemara. Now, to understand this Gemara, the Gemara is a very key Gemara in understanding a lot of things, but given the very essential machlokas, Tosus on the one hand, and Talmidei Ramban, Rabbi Dovid, Ran, etc., and that's going to explain a lot of things what Dovid Shem Eskavan is, and exactly. Now, take a look in the Ran. I hope everyone saw the Ran. Ran says as follows. He asks a general question. Why is it mutter for a doctor to function at all? They had something they called before, it's hakoza. Okay. So sometimes there's some, but if it's done wrong, someone would die from it. A doctor going into an operation, he never knows. Maybe he'll make a mistake and someone will die. And it's always shigas misa. Shigas ritzicha. What's the heter? Ramban comes up with a major, major chiddush. And we'll see a lot of people. The Torah says in Baba Kama, well, it says, V'rapo yirape. Mikan shenit n'rishus l'rofi l'rapos. What is this talking about? Ramban says as follows. It's not only a rishus, it's a chi of gomor. It's a chi of hatzola. If I am in a position to save someone's life, Rapo Yerapsa says, I'm a chuyuf to do it. There's a mitzvah satsola. That's the mitzvah pekuach nefesh. Mitzvah pekuach nefesh. Now, the Torah, by being mechayev someone to do it, or being matir someone to do it, knowing that you give someone a medicine, powerful medicine, it can work, it cannot work. Sometimes it heals, and sometimes it'll kill. Go into an operation, you never know what happens. Complications. Never know what happens. The Torah says you're allowed to be machnas yourself to a suffix chi of misa for a purpose of refuah. This is the Ramban. Because the moment the Torah was matter you to do it, you're an honest. Honest means there's nothing I could have to prevent it. He says, a dayan, he sits down to Paskin a Shaila, Ruvain's Chayav Mamer and Shimon's Chayav Mamer. A dayan, he may make a mistake. Torah said, no. You're allowed to be about dayan, and knowing that you may make a mistake. Okay. Now, that's how the Rambam begins. Now, in the Ran, Rabbi Nadavid, I'll go with this. That is the heter for a doctor to be a doctor. It's not only heter, the Rambam says chiyuv. Now the question goes that, we'll get to that. What does that chiyuv mean? With the consent of the cholah or without the consent of the cholah? I'm a chiyuv to save his life. Cholah said, no, I don't believe in doctors. You stuff the antibiotic down his throat? Or not? They talk about it. We'll get what the Rambam has to say. Okay. That's number one. Come now, how to interpret this Gemara? What is the case talking about? If it refuah is mutter, so what's the problem? Then we'll hover. Comes the Ramban, the Ran, the Rav David, they say, take out a splinter. Now you got to be very exact. Gate the needle, and you want to put it in place, and exactly where it is. Maybe it won't be so exact, and it won't go to place A, it'll go to place B. That's not refuah. So, in Shigas, says the Ramban comes up with a major chiddush. It's Ramban and Chumash. He spells it out a bit more in Chumash. It's implicit what he says. The Ran, Rabbi Nadavid, spell it out. He says as follows. Goes like this. Shgoga of a lav, the Torah never gave an onish for. Shgoga of chayve krisis, the Torah says you chayve a carbon. Shgoga in ritzicha, you chayve golos. So shgoga, chayve krisis, and more chomer is an aveira b'shek. What about Shkogin Alav? Comes the Ramban, Chumash, and says, no aver, no such thing. Now that's a very big chiddush in the Ramban. For instance, take a look at the Ramban, Perk Aleph, Hilchos Shuvah, Halacha Aleph. Kol Mitzvah Shabbat Torah, Ben Eseh Ben Lo Sase. The Rambam is very Hilchos Tshuva. Kol Mitzvah Shabbat Torah. Ben Etzei Ben Lo Sasem Ovo Odol Achnem Ben Bezodin Ben Bishkoge Shiasa Tshuva V'yoshev Mecheto Chayv V'hizvados L'fnei Hakel Baruch Hu. Zavere every shogeg ben esei ben lo sasa. Clear. Ramban says no. Ramban says, and lo sasa shikoga. Yes. I guess it's wrong. Okay. Perek Aleph. Posuk Dalet. Says like this. Ula basher pirish hakotze b'chayve misos bezden, b'chayve krisis, onshem b'mezid u'b'shogeg, b'chayve misa b'dei shemayim, onshem b'mezid u'lavin l'malchus. Vo pirish ram shum onish b'shogeg, there's no onish b'shogeg. Nir lehem l'chachom, shkola onish shebehem pirish hakotze. Okay. He says, "Lokach lo shem elo onish hamfurish b'meizu abushogeg ein aleihem shum nesios chait ve'ein tzrichem ritzui klal." There's no chait and there's no ritzui lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't need any kapara for you. You didn't do anything wrong. Clear. Ramban says in Toras Adam, the end of Shar Aleph. Rabbeinu David says it. Ramban says. He says like this. So, the way they understand it, we'll see it inside if you took a copy with you. That, what is the Shaila here? I am being machnas myself to a suffering. Maybe I'll do an Aveira, maybe I won't do an Aveira. Is it mutter to be machnas yourself to a suffering? Maybe you'll do an Aveira, not do an Aveira. That's the Shaila in the Gemara. Simple Shaila. On the other hand, so what does the Gemara say? In Chayvei Lavin you are, because there's no Shkog in Chayvei Lavin anyway. But anything Chayvei Krisis and above, you know, I can't be machnas yourself to a suffering. That's how the Ramban and Ran go through the Sugya. Nothing to do with anything we're doing in Baba Kama.
According to Ramban, there's an equation between
suffix
and
shogeg. What? If I'm allowed to be machnas myself to a suffix, why? Because worst case scenario, I will be doing an avera b'shogeg, and if it's a loss, I say there's no avera.
I told you this guy, I was
mechabi
not to do the esser.
What? If I, that means I have a suffix. Maybe I'll do the losses. Maybe it'll come out that I'm being over in a losses. Maybe it'll come out. I do A. I don't know what the consequences are. Maybe there'll be a losses. Maybe there won't be a losses. So, and in worst case scenario, there's losses. Since I did not want to do the losses, so I'm a shogeg. Oh, that's not an avera. So there's no problem with marking myself. It's such a situation.
That wouldn't apply to something chazer.
What?
That would not apply to something chazer.
A
piece in front of me,
Suffolk
Chazer, Suffolk Bossam.
Suffolk what?
Suffolk
Chazer.
Chazer,
yeah.
Suffolk Chazer, Suffolk Bossam.
Not to eat a piece which is a Suffolk Chazer because
no. Suffolk in my mice. Right. Suffolk in my mice. Okay. Okay. So, Suffolk in my mice. My mice will be a mice aver. My mice will not be a mice aver. The mocha for the Ramban in Chumash is this Gemara here in Sanhedrin. Open. I cannot. Okay. Now, comes Tosis. He quotes Tosis. It's not now Tosis here. You can see it. All Rishonim quote is Tosis. In the Tosis Rash Mishans in Psochem, it's there. Very confusing thing there. Okay. He says, listen, there's something called the Dover She'enu Miskaven. The psikration. There's a Misasek. Let's see how the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos defines a Dover She'enu Miskaven. Dvarim hamutarim perek aleph halacha hei. Dvarim hamutarim lasosim b'shabbos. Think it's mut ubashasa siyosim. Evshir teresim b'gvolim locha v'shalot teresim. Maybe there's a certain consequence. Maybe there won't be a certain consequence. Imo neskabim losim locha. If I don't want that consequence, harizim mutar. Not only in Shabbos, it's in all the Yisurim in the Torah. For instance, the Gemara Nozer Daf Mem Bei Samad Aleph, very important. Nozer can't take out a hair. Chofe from a fatzve sabolo sorek. A Nozer can scratch his head like this. I maybe will take out a hair. Maybe he won't take out a hair. So what? What does he want to do? All he wants to do is scratch his head. He couldn't care less if a hair falls out, didn't fall out. That's not his agenda. Mutter. Why? Dover Shem is common. I'm doing something, there's no problem with scratching my head. There may be an aveira, there may be not an aveira. So, it's mutter. Goro the meter case of a safsa. I drag a chair along the ground. I may make a charitz, I may dig something in the ground, I may not. If I dig it, it's a melacha l'choresh. But all I want to do is drag that furniture. I'm not interested whatsoever in anything else than dragging that furniture. But it's very, very heavy. And I know I will, then it becomes a psik ratio. That's uvajli skavin lachbo. Okay, he doesn't have to worry about it. I can walk on the grass on Shabbos. Maybe while I'm walking on the grass on Shabbos, I'll knock off a blade of grass, it'll be cold, sir. So what? All I want to do is walk on the grass. I don't care if a blade of grass falls off or not. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's a dover sheni miskat. Now, here there's an important kesef mishnah. In the name of Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam. Magen Mishnah. Says, what's the difference between that and a melacha she'ain it sweet? Aleph what? Aleph Zayin, not Aleph. Motzosi kotzif. However, she is being below her shine tzuch or group of bam psikration. Gabi psikration, and we have a meloch kolika. She nasis behecha. I don't have any kavona samaisa. I do A, and B follows, and may follow. But my specific kavona samaisa is A. I'm causing B. It's a psikration. A causes to be my specific kavanah. Al pidin, it's also because my kavanah A, knowing inevitably it will definitely come out to B, that's automatically and the vayah kavanah for that. But if Tov Hashem is coming, I have A, my kavanah for A is causing B. Now on Shabbos, I mentioned this before, I'll mention it again, there are two parts of every aveira. There is the tachlis and the mice. Not everyone was here the first day, so we have to catch everyone up. Okay, what does that mean? The Torah says one of the lama test melachos is kotzer. Or let's say is ofer. Okay. Now, there's mavashel, there's ofer, there's tigun, there's boiling something, there's sli, roasting something, there's baking something. There's the av and the tolda. What is an av and a tolda? What unifies all of them is the same tachlis. Using heat to something to make a difference so you can now make it more useful in what you want. For instance, take iron ore and you smelt the iron ore to get out the iron. That's mavashal. Why? Using heat to change something to make it useful. So that's the tachlis. And the av is exactly one thing. Anything that shares that same tachlis is a tolda. What's melacha she'ain tzrich l'gufo? I have a kavanas hamaisa, but I don't have a kavanas hatachlis. What is it? Yes. I want to make right now, what do I want to do? I want to make a hole here to take out a splinter. That's all I want. But blood's going to come out. I couldn't care less if blood comes out. It doesn't come out. So therefore, the Gemara calls it a Meloch Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. I have Kavanah Samaisa, and I know blood will come up. I couldn't care less if it comes out. Meloch Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. Okay. Now, there's difference in Kavanah Samaisa and Kavanah Tachlis. Comes along Tosis and says as follows. I'll tell you outside, then we'll see you inside. He says. And here's the major machlokas we've shown him. And he says, listen. What's the pshat in the Gemara here? Dovah Shena Miskavim is Mutar and Kol HaTorah Kula, except in one case. Chayvei Mises. How do I know that? Rotzeach b'shogeg. Ashovo Asreel be'yal achtov etzim. Nilchah garzah. I go into the forest. I want to chop down the tree. And something goes flying off and kills someone. I had no intention for that. It's Dovah Shem Eskavim. It's a shogeg, you call it, in Chai Benises. Now, for instance, I'm standing here in Sanhedrin Mochevet. I decide the distance across the street is exactly what I need for my rifle practice. I put a target there, and I shoot my rifle. Someone may walk by and get killed. Someone may not walk by and get killed. Dovah Shein Miskavim. There's no such thing, you understand? Dovah Shein Miskavim Metzichin. Okay. That's where we begin. Okay. But now, okay. Tosis takes from here, what do you see? It's not a din. You could say it's a separate din of Ritzicha. Maybe. Because the person ends up getting killed. Tosis says, no. We see it, Dovish, what does our Gemara tell you? Dovish Shem is Kavin, is not Mutter in Chayvei Mises. What about Shabbos? Melechas Machshavas Asur Torah. So, comes along Ron Rabbi Nadavid, says no. Melechas Machshavas Asur Torah. So what's happening with this taking a splinter out in Shabbos? Okay. So, let's try to understand what Tosis says. So what the Ran is saying. Tosis has two separate definitions of Dovah Shein Miskavim. Dovah Shein Miskavim is as follows. Type number one. I'm a nazir who scratched my head. I have no kavara samais when I'm doing it. A hair may fall out, a hair may not fall out. I have no clue what's going to happen. No clue what's going to happen whatsoever. If it falls out, it falls out. Big deal. That's what Dovah Shein Miskavim. But what's the issue with the taking out the splinter? I want to put the needle in place A. But I'm not such a good aimer. I aim for place A and ends up in place B. So when I'm putting the needle in place B, ooh, there is Kavanah Samaisa there. I begin, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm being machnas myself to a situation. I don't know how my maisa is going to end up. The maisa ends up to be not my intended, a different maisa. A different mice. That's also Dovah Shein Miskavim. But here he says, wait one second. When is Melachas Machsheva Asher Torah say Asher, and when does it say Mukkah? If there is no Kavanas HaMaisa, it's not Melachas Machsheva. If there is Kavanas HaMaisa, it's Melachas Machsheva. So there are two, in general, Kol HaTorah Kula. Dobashem Skavein is Mutter in both cases. In both cases. In Chayve Mises, it's also in both cases. But in Shabbos, one of those two types is going to be Mutter because it's not Blechus Machashem. And that's the sugya here. So, what is Melechus Machshavas? And he has another Gemara in Sanhedrin. You saw the run. Another Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Beis, where it says, Misasek in Shabbos, and not in Aveira. Why not? Because of Melechus Machshavas Osvetorah. It's Mesasik is even less. What is it? I do way, and I don't even know that it's gonna might happen. No, and Dovashem is covenant. I do a, and I know it may happen. It may not happen. Mesasik is I don't have a clue that B is gonna happen. But wow, I go into the forest to chop down that tree. I'm just going to chop down the tree. The fact that the handle on the axe is a little loose and the blade is going to go flying off or a chip of the wood is going to go flying off, I didn't even think that was a possibility. And not it might not happen. So you have Mesasek, A. B happens without any, I had zero, even a possible, I didn't even think it was going to happen. Dovashenim is scoffing. I do it, it might happen, it might not happen, I don't care if it happens. So, Mar says, Mesasek in Shabbos is only going to be Osir, it's only going to be Mutter because of Melechus Machashavas. Rotzeach, it's a Shkocha. So Tosis learns from here, Dover Shane Miskaven and Chayve Mises is Osur. Therefore, when you come to do the take the splinter out from your father, if there's any possibility that your aim's not going to be perfect, if you're going to go right to the splinter and maybe Dam will come out and maybe Dam won't come out, so then. Is there a refuah? If splinters are refuah, we'll get into splinters being refuah. But if I don't know where the needle's going to, I can't guarantee that I'm going to be so precise, the needle's going to end up right where, right at the splinter. It may be 1 inch to the side. Oh, then I'm putting myself on Martin's and self. I begin with one intention, and I don't know how it's going to end up. Tosa says, Dover Shem is carving, and it's Osun Chayve Mises. Ramban and Ran say, no, it's Osun Machtin Shesop to any Sophic in Chayve Mises, or Chayve Krisis. Coming from very different angles. Comes along Tosa, says Shabbos, one Dover Shem is carving. Is going to be mutter because it's not melachas machashavas. The other is going to be also it is melachas machashavas. Going to the Ramban, all Dover Shem Eskavin is going to be mutter on Shabbos because not melachas machashavas. Yes. Go back. To what the Ramban does with it. He says, if it is, if I'm doing a refuah, then we get into the question, is the splinter refuah or not? We'll get to that. What? Okay. What? So rapo yurapo means, what Betosis says as follows. If I'm doing something derech refuah, I'm doing an operation. That's derech refuah. That there's no issur chavol on that. No issur chavol. The Torah told me I'm supposed to take care of it, knowing that I'm being machmir myself to this problem. That comes under rapo yurape. Rapo yurape is a very, and everyone agrees with the Ramban. Rapo yurape tells us that a doctor is mechuyev to go in, even knowing he may be a rotzeach b'shogeg. He's mechuyev. The Torah told him, you got to do it, knowing whatever the consequences were. Mekanshin not only nit reshus the role for the rapo, mechuyev to do it. Okay, so no, they agree. The question is, what Tosfos holds, the two, there's derech refuah and not derech refuah. Derech refuah is mutter for many reasons. A, because it's not chavola, but that is only that. The first limud is only talking about the issur chavola, not talking about issur ritzicha. You need rapo yurape to take care of issur ritzicha. You don't, you know. You go in for open heart surgery, okay? Going for open heart surgery, okay. 80% of the patients survive the operation. There's 20 who don't. What's the heter? Or maybe 95 survive, but there's 5 who don't survive the operation. Is there a heter for it? Not. Rapo says the surgeon going in is mutter because the big shy what the percentages are, but a lot of operations, you go in, and all of a sudden, poof, something happens. There's always that a possibility in an operation. She can be a surgeon. Yeah. Because the Torah says you have to do it, because you have to try to save her. You got to do it, because you have to try to save her. That's the chiyuv of pikuach nefesh. And and the Ramban writes, and people agree with him. It's not just a reshus. It's a chiyuv. And that tells you, even though what may end up is a ritzicha, we don't care. So lagabi chavola, this is the other limud. But there's not the problem of ritzicha. Ritzicha. So, and the Ramban said, mitzvah pekuach nefesh. No one ever said a splint is pekuach nefesh. Not mitzvah hatzolah. So that is why they say, yes, and a chanami, chavola, but now we're not only worrying about chavola. We're talking about the splinters. And if I'm absolutely precise where I put that needle, it's right where the splinter is, and a chanami. That's not a chavola. But who said I'm going to be 100% precise? Maybe it's 1 inch this way, 1 inch that way. You know, ever go to have a blood test to try to hit the vein? Sometimes they do it and sometimes they don't. You take it intravenous, sometimes they hit the... Oh, I missed the vein. I got to go somewhere else. Wait a second. If you know you're going to hit the vein, it's derech refuah. But if you make a mistake where you put the needle, okay, that's not derech refuah. Not derech refuah anymore. That's the question. Are you going to put the needle in the right place? And if you... So look, here we have a number of things operating simultaneously. Comes Tosfos and makes a very, very clear statement. Dover Sheinem Eskavin and Shabbos is mutter because of Melechas Machashemes. And that means Dover Sheinem Eskavin and Chayvei Mises in general is awesome. Dover Sheinem Eskavin and Chayvei Mises on Shabbos would be also because it's Chayvei Mises. But there's a heter of Melech not Shabbos. But that heter only works where I don't have any kavanah somebody say, A may cause B. But it's a question of that I may make a mistake, then there's no heter of Melech not Shabbos. And the Gemara had to come up with a different heter, Melech not Shabbos, etc. That's how Tosfos uses it. Now let's see the Ran inside. Okay. But this is the outline, and then we'll get to how the Rambam's use the whole word. And we're going to set ourselves up to understand what exactly happens in happening in our Gemara. And he had a stone and he stood up. He didn't know it was there. Didn't know it was there. Since he didn't know it was there, so it's a Masasek. Where it says Melachas Machshava Chosh Torah. Why doesn't it say Masasek is bottom? Comes to us and says, oh, Masasek is Chayiv. And all Chayiv Mises. It's a Shogeg. Doesn't apply to Chayiv Mises. So, therefore you need Melachas Machshava. So Tosfos just wipes away the whole diuk of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So let's see the run inside. Oh, God. Mashma Vadai, the Rapop Opila Heshkia, Rav Lopoli Hekesh. He agrees there are Kafuras. Hakaz Dam Muteres Loviv. You can be Makaz Dam to your father, no problem. Maybe it won't be a refu. I'm doing something with the intention of refu. Maybe it'll turn out to be a refu. So why can anyone do this? Maybe we'll kill him. If you do this procedure and it's not the right one for this chole, I diagnose he has disease X and he really has disease Y, and I give the refuah for disease X and it kills him because it's not for disease Y. The chole davar sheyesh lo, in all time, forget all everything. El kocher islan lemeimar, he says. Sharofe hamumche, if you are a rofe mumche, not every guy who decides I want to do it. Kesheyitte berfuotsov eno shogeg ela onus. Why? Shebershushu romarape. Torah gave him permission. Torah says, you don't worry about that. Well, I don't have to worry about it, so I'm not a shogeg. Shogeg is when I didn't have to worry about it. Ain't lo ella marshen of rose. Okay, kind of like a diet. Okay. Imkain a makis and chaver batskomas harofe potu umut avu gavdi kishigas herik of nami his father. Time of the Rav. So what's the reason for Rav? Lo shovik berei the mishkal sula. Why? Dilmuchov hainu shema yatsach bul orvul lo tzor shiashu litol sila yachbul mokom archer. He'll go to a different place. Means he'll blow one thing, and it won't be 100% precise. He'll go an inch over. But maybe, why should he not do Hakoza to his father? Because he'll want to go to a vein, and he'll miss the vein. I missed the vein, I have to go somewhere else. Never happened to me. I went for a blood test. I want to go into the vein and they miss. Of course, it happens. Everyone knows it happens. So, for him, he won't hit the vein. But she got slabbed. I mean, in the parish of Tosis. Tosis said, Dovashenimaskavin. Mutabis alav. Kaimino lagabi kilai and mochrexus mochrum kedarkum. That means I'm allowed to try on a begin. I may have hanor from the kilai, I may not have hanor from the kilai. Avgav the hutu dovishem eskam beitzim misa, tainu isa shabbos, ikaskida mishum melechas machshava, so Torah. And he says, where am I coming from? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, daf samach beis on the beis, say mesasek, which is because of melechas machshava. Okay. Ein metzicha yotze min haklal. Chevel of Torah Gods, we see from Ritzicha. The Safsik is a show game, he's Chayav Golus. This is a quote from Tosis. He doesn't like Tosis. Why doesn't he like Tosis? He doesn't like Tosis for a very simple reason. Because, says, if Dov Hashem is coming, it's Mutun Shabbos, why is it more the same? Why is it and sure said, Mach Nashava Shatar. As a psychration. So even in a lab, it's a psychration. Okay. So where do they end up? So Tosis has two types of Dovah Shem Miskavim. One, I may do it, I may not. The result, I do A, B may happen, B may not happen, I couldn't care less if B happened. Or I don't know what I'm going to end up doing. I'm going to end up doing one of two separate things. Melechus Machsheves is only one of those two. Ron says that not the other one is not a Dovah Shem Miskavim. Separate issue. Can I be machnas myself to a Sofek? I can't be machnas myself. So according to Tosa, Tosa says, machnish yourself to a suffix, a Dov Hashem is coming. We'll see which types machnish myself to say. I may do A, I may do B. I don't know what my mice will end up being. That is mutter except in chayvim mises. Chayav krisis, it's mutter. Ramban says, no, machnas yourself to sofek is only mutter in chayav lavin, because chayav lavin it's a shogeg is mutter. Difference is machnas myself to sofek to chayav krisis. Very big difference. Melechas machshavas rosh hashanah, they both say it has to do with kavonas hamaisa. According to the Ran and all the Ramban and all the Talmidei Ramban, but I don't have Kavonas Hamaisa. On Shabbos, it's Melechus Machsheves. Okay, and they all agree. The definition of Melechus Machsheves, we have no Kavonas Hamaisa. Shabbat, but Mesasna. According to, okay, just see how they end up. Now, how does Metz Assembly Netta? We'll finish this off tomorrow, and I want to show you how the Rambam fits in, and you'll see how. Then we'll go to the Reb Chaim in Hilchos Shabbos, where he defines very clearly what is Melechus Machsheves, what is Psikresha, etc. And we'll see where he's coming from, and then we'll get to Rukhi Beg.